You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, the podcast designed to help you grow your influence and impact online with your host, me. I'm Cameron Phillips, and for the past 4 years, I've grown a brand that has allowed me to get paid to travel the world, create media that I love, and share the stories of people and experiences around the world. Sit back and be inspired as we hear from industry experts, influencers, and people who have made a phenomenal impact on their industry. You'll learn the tools, tips, and strategies to create your own business out of what you love and accomplish your wildest dreams. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe for new episodes weekly. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the Phenomenal Impact Podcast. I'm so happy to have you guys with me, and we have a really exciting episode today to start out this brand new venture. First of all, let me give you a little introduction if you guys are new listening here. My name is Cameron Phillips, and I am a social media influencer, YouTuber, Instagram photographer, blogger, and I guess an entrepreneur, because over the past 4 years, I've grown a business and a brand that's allowed me to get paid to travel the world, doing exciting media projects literally all over the globe. And I'm so excited to be bringing my knowledge to this new format of a podcast. I feel like I've learned so many lessons over the past couple years, and really specifically over the past year, that I can't keep inside me anymore. I need to share them with people who want to become influencers, or people who want to work in the social media industry, or people who just want to grow businesses doing what they love and traveling around the world. Thank you for being here. Please leave a review on iTunes. I would love if you guys could share your feedback and help us connect with new listeners on iTunes. So this is going to be a passion project, but also a serious business venture of me over the next year. We're just starting out 2019 right now. And I've been doing this online world for about 4 or 5 years now, approaching 5 years. In this time, I've been through so many iterations of myself and my business and my brand, and I really feel like now is the time to put this into a format that I can share with you guys and teach you and help people grow and create better content to kind of save the influencer industry. Not that I think it fully needs saving, but I just think that if everyone kind of approached it from a different angle, things could be better for everyone, for the influencers, for the regular people on Instagram, for the marketing companies, for the PR agencies. And I feel like there's so much to learn from all different sides of this world, which is why we're starting Phenomenal Impact. So I will get everything about Phenomenal Impact in a minute. I'm going to start by giving you guys a brief overview of who I am. So I started on YouTube when I was 10 years old, and I actually made a deep commitment when I was 19 years old, and that's when I decided I really wanted to do this, and I'm like, I'm going to make this happen no matter what it takes. And that was when I was a freshman in college, which was kind of a pivotal time because I kind of grew up all over the world. I started in the Bay Area of California, lived in Canada for a while, went to high school in Florida, and then ended up going to UCLA in Los Angeles. And I was not happy when I first got there. I was really deeply unsatisfied with kind of the choices I had made revolving around my major and choosing to go to UCLA instead of a few other schools I got accepted to. And I decided the best course of action for me would be to channel my energy towards a different medium. And that's when I really picked up YouTube. In the beginning, I had a unique format that was, well, it really wasn't that unique, but it was very different than what I do now. I had a Monday through Friday schedule where every Monday I do kind of like a weekly news recap. Then I do like a top 10 Tuesday, and I did other things on Wednesday. And I just kind of like had this kind of like pop culture news format lifestyle thing on YouTube, because I saw other people doing that. I like talking about those kinds of things, and it was a fun place to start. But from that beginning in 2014 to now in 2019, the amount of changes that have happened on my platform are immense. I've been through so many different iterations of myself and my YouTube channel, and a lot of that has led me to where I am today. And I'm thankful for all these changes because they really did propel my career in a way I never would have expected. So in 2015, the biggest one of those shifts happened. That's when I realized that I was overdoing this kind of lifestyle YouTubery thing, and I really wanted to focus on travel. And the thing is that I was already traveling so much by myself and just documenting it on YouTube, but I was documenting it on a second channel of mine. And I realized that, why don't I just make this my main thing? I was watching people get paid to go on media collaborations, and people get paid to travel around the world and do these things. And above getting paid to do it, it was more just the fact that they got the opportunity to work with tourism boards or people who actually wanted to sponsor their travel and allow them to create great media. And that's what I was all about. I was about the visuals. I was about telling the story. I was about putting together a package that just was, you know, people would watch and they'd love it. It wasn't so much about getting paid and it being a business at that point. But of course, eventually it evolved into that because that's like what needs to happen when you're trying to run this thing online. I feel like what really drove me to the travel thing, like I was saying, it was capturing that perfect shot that sells a destination or tells a story or shares the beauty of the earth. I'm a visuals person. I love photos. I love cinematic video. And that's what I really was like encapsulating onto these vlogs. So then fast forward another 2 years, it's 2017 now, and I had my very first opportunity to work with a brand. I was flown to Thailand to work on a campaign around the Songkran Water Festival, which is an annual celebration where people, it's like a giant water fight all over Thailand. There's people driving around, like I kid you not, we were in the back of a pickup truck throwing buckets of water on random people on the street. It was one of the most unbelievable things I probably ever will do in my life. But it was so crazy at the time. And the thing is, I got paid to go there and they paid for everything. And this was my very first experience in the world of branded travel content. And it changed my entire perspective of everything. I graduated from school about 2 months after that and decided that I was going to try and make this work because I did have a full-time commitment to YouTube. I was working hard on it and I was starting to see some money from it, you know, above just AdSense and small money you get from YouTube. I was starting to do larger brand partnerships. And I really saw a potential for growth in it, and I loved what I was doing. I loved being able to have these travel experiences where I'm making content that people want, and I get to do, and I get to really enjoy it while I'm making it. I mean, that's the best of both worlds, right? So now here we are in 2019, and over the past several years, I've been able to support myself from brand partnerships, for sale products, ad revenue, and a few different side hustles that I'll talk about in future episodes. And it's been an amazing ride. But I've learned so many lessons along the way and gone through my seasons of feeling unsatisfied, you know, very anxious, not feeling happy about what I was producing or how the industry worked, and feeling kind of a victim of the algorithms and a victim of popular culture changing in terms of influencers and people's perceptions and travel agencies and PR companies looking for different things. And so I've decided that it's really time to take things into my own hands. And making that shift was one of the biggest things I could have ever done for myself. One of the most like fundamental building blocks to me taking this brand further in the future has been getting my mindset right. And that's such a big thing I believe in and so much of what I want to share on this podcast. So with that being said, what is phenomenal impact? In 2018, I learned so many lessons about the power of influence, the business behind it, the value it provides to brands, agencies, and influencers, and bloggers themselves who are able to fund a lifestyle that they love, or at least they try to love. There have been so many times where I haven't loved being an influencer, and that is why I'm so happy that you are all here, because I am not perfect. I've made my mistakes, but the beauty of that is that from these mistakes, I can teach you to not make the same mistakes I made and instead up-level your life, business, and impact through the lessons I have to teach here on this podcast. This podcast is about impact. I didn't want to use the word influence as my main title. I don't want it to be phenomenal influence because I so much more believe in impact. You know, you can be an influencer and create impact, whether it be in the travel space or the fashion space, the lifestyle space. And through that impact, you can move mountains. You can change people's perspectives. You can change people's lives. And besides being an influencer, people who work in big business, people who are stay-at-home moms, you all have an impact over everyone else. Everyone has an impact over everyone on this planet in some way or another, right? Some of us have more impact than others. And this podcast is all about analyzing that, figuring out how to further that, figuring out how to develop that, and learning from it. And above all, this podcast is about me giving value to you. Whenever people message me asking me how to become an influencer, how to start a YouTube channel, a blog, or a brand, I tell them I'm starting a podcast and sharing all the strategies, must-know information, combined with interviews with industry experts and influencers who have all had a phenomenal impact on the world. I'm so excited to start this adventure and to bring you along with me. But first things first, if this is your first episode, please be sure to help me get this podcast started with a bang and leave a review on iTunes. Leaving a review is the best way you can help me spread the word about this podcast and get even more people out there inspired to create their own phenomenal impact and influence. Every week, I'll be highlighting a reviewer of the week, so go leave a comment right now, and next week, I might even read your review. Also, your number one source for all things Cameron in this podcast is CameronPhillips.net, my personal website where you can find the podcast tab that will have the show notes, as well as all kinds of downloadables, freebies, and everything else you need to help you get your journey started from this podcast. So how many Januaries have you said, this year will be my year, and then ended up making the year kind of your year? Well, this year, I'm truly making 2019 my year, and I hope you'll join me on this journey and take control of your life, the influence and life you want to create for yourself, and take the next steps to make your ambitions your reality. Hit subscribe, leave a review, and let's get going. All right. So now that we got all of that technicality out of the way, introducing you guys to the new podcast, I'm just so excited to be here with you guys. And I really want to speak super candidly for a second. If you guys know me, my whole thing is I love experiences. That's the whole like millennial cliche is that millennials just want experiences. They don't want to spend money on a house or they don't want to like stay at a job for 100 years. They want to like hop around, have experiences and feel like what it's like to live on this earth. And that is, cliche aside, so much of what I value, what I've cultivated through my brand, Phenomenal Traveler, what I try to promote on my YouTube channel, and what I'm all about here. My very first podcast was called Was It Phenomenal? And I did like 9 episodes of it. I didn't have a big commitment to it. I kind of floundered with it. This was 2 years ago. But when I thought about revamping this podcast, I was like, should I just continue Was It Phenomenal? But then my thought was no, because I want to have a podcast that really offers value to the listener, really interviews people like in a niche, in a genre, people in the influencer media world to help my audience create the life of their dreams and to help them actually build influence. Because my whole thing is about like media. I love creating media. I love doing branded content. And I want to share what I've learned from that world and help people who also want to move into this sphere. Because I get messages all the time asking me, you know, how do I do this? And I feel like everyone wants to be an influencer now. And this isn't simply about just like being an influencer, but this is how to create long-lasting, sustainable influence and impact that you can turn into a business if you would like. But the whole premise is experiences. I want to talk to people about the experiences that led them to have a phenomenal impact, or who had an impact on them that allowed them to get the career position they have now, and how they strategized their life to get their success and to move forward in their life. Like, that is so interesting to me, and I really want to share that with you guys. And going further in the experience things, I want to talk to you guys about a lot of my experiences and how the experiences I've had, good, bad, and otherwise, have shaped the impact that I've cultivated and that I want to continue to cultivate. I've had so many experiences that I've learned big lessons from. I've seen, you know, people who have gotten paid way more money than me to do jobs that are not good for industries that I thought were dead or not needed. But then I realized that brands will pay big money for things like this. It's crazy. There is such a world out there, and I've had my eyes open to it so much, and I really want to have them opened even further. And this podcast is a means for me to do that and to share it with you guys. So I'm so happy you're here. And the first topic we have today, we're doing a solo episode today. I have a whole bunch of guests lined up, but I still have a whole bunch of solo episodes because so much of this knowledge is coming right from me and things I want to share directly with you guys. But this first episode, we're talking about vision planning, which is fundamental. Whether you are trying to grow a business or be an influencer, or whether you are in school, whether you are a business professional, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, one of the most important things in life is having a greater vision and planning and executing to get there. Let me take myself as an example. So I've been doing media for the past 2 or 3 years now, full time, and I really want to grow a media company that is a distribution network and a production company for travel brands all over the world. I want to be able to create the best media for hotels, the best promotional videos, photos, stories, get the story of life in these destinations and share it, and then also being able to distribute it through my platform. You know, I have these big visions. It's like, it's so much more than just me being a YouTuber. And I've known that for a long time. And in times, I've lost track of that long-term vision, which has been incredibly detrimental for myself. It's been so bad because you get caught up in the nitty-gritty of the day-to-day, the things that aren't working, the things that suck. And yes, it's important to recognize what isn't working and like pivot and move on. But at the same time, when you lose the bigger vision and lose that long-term, here's what I want to get to, you're never going to get there because you don't see it. You don't know. You're not aware anymore. You need to have that awareness and that vision in order to truly move yourself to the life of your dreams. So that is what we're talking about today, and I'm very, very, very excited. So I chose this topic for week one for a very specific reason, because this is a great way for you all to get familiar with me and hear my story and immediately understand the purpose, the passion, and the why behind this podcast. In recent times, I'm not gonna lie, I've been so frustrated with social media. Most nights I go to sleep upset, angry borderline, because I hate how I post great media and no one sees it. The algorithms have destroyed a lot of this community that I had just because people just don't hear from me anymore because it's been taken away by the algorithms. But that is an attitude of the past, because for my own mental health, I need to move on from that. And part of that is creating this long-term vision plan and really sticking with it. The thing about social media is that everyone looks for instant gratification, including myself. You see every day these people popping up left and right with hundreds of thousands of followers, making tons of money, being able to do all these crazy things, and you feel like they just came out of nowhere. And of course, there are the situations where things go viral, people do blow up, that happens. But much more importantly is when people can develop a plan and execute a long-term strategy that even if something does go viral, they're prepared for it and they can continue acting on it rather than people who blow up and then lose it all because they just don't know how to act on it. Most people who've developed truly exceptional brands themselves that have supported themselves for 5-10 years through online business was not an overnight success. I would not consider myself an overnight success. I still have a long way to go on my success journey. But the point of this is this long-term vision planning. So how do you actually develop a long-term plan? Well, I made my own worksheet that I made downloadable for free for you guys on CameronPhillips.net/podcast. So CameronPhillips.net, like I said earlier, is the number one source for all things podcast. And if you go to the podcast tab and click on episode 1, there is a link for a free download of this worksheet. This worksheet is literally exactly what I use. I made this worksheet because I had seen other worksheets similar to this, but I wanted one that tailored specifically to my needs and the needs that I feel are most important for talking about any kind of abundance manifestation or any kind of trying to get your thoughts to be things. So I made this worksheet that I'm super proud of, and I literally use this. I fill it out, and I am feeling really, really good about it right now. So I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Like, seriously, go download this thing, you guys. This is, even if you don't believe in any of this long-term vision stuff, which would be ridiculous if you didn't, it's a great planning worksheet to kind of like get your life together. The areas I focused on were money, career, lifestyle, health, and relationships. And I put it into 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years. And I made it interactive. So the worksheet you download, you can type right on it underneath the areas for like the 1 year, the 5 year, the 10 year, and so on. It's really, really great. So I'm literally going to open up my worksheet right now, and I'm going to go through some of the things on my worksheet and how I use it and how I'm going to continue using it. So the why. I wrote this in big, bold letters on top of the worksheet, and it is so important. Why? Seeing the long-term vision of where you want your life to go is crucial for creating the life of your dreams. If you're ready to take action and grow that business, start that blog, or become a full-time content creator, starting with defining your vision is instrumental to your success. Instrumental. So important. So the first one is money. And what I like to do, and what a lot of people for Abundance Manifestation will kind of talk about, is you got to feel the emotion behind these things that you want to achieve in your life. Like, what will it feel like in your soul when you know you have $1 million sitting in the bank, or when you know you've got the dream job or the dream guy or girl, you know, when you like feel that feeling, that's the first step to really making these things happen. So I asked myself, or I asked you guys, questions on each one of these categories, like money, career, lifestyle, and so on. So for money, I wrote, what will money mean to you in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years? And what I mean by that is, like, what does it mean to have the money that you want to have? Like, if I say I want to make $100,000 in 2019, what does that mean? Well, an example would be making that money would allow me to provide for my family. It would allow me to give back to those who need it. It would allow me to repay debts that I owe. It would allow me to support my relationship. It would allow me to have a comfortable living environment that I'm not stressed out paycheck to paycheck. Those are examples of things you can say, like, what would money mean? What are your income goals? So for 6 months, I wrote, I want to have one new source of consistent monthly income on top of my vacation rental income, which is a solid block of income that I have every month. We'll talk about this in a future episode. And I want to book at least 2 large brand paid collaborations. So that's my 6 month goal, for example. And your 6 month goal could be anything. You know, it could be secure full-time job with benefits. You know, it could be start my side hustle and be making, you know, $1,000 a month from my side hustle. But the most important questions you answer is, what will money mean to you and how will it make you feel to accomplish this goal in the 6 months? So in 6 months, I will feel grateful and secure in securing 2 large brand deals, and I will feel more longevity in the business I have by securing another source of consistent monthly income. The next category is career. How has your career progressed in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years? What does your day-to-day work life look like? How many hours a week do you work? How do you feel waking up for work in the morning? Important questions. How do you feel waking up for work in the morning? If you're waking up and feeling dread, not feeling excitement, feeling like you'd rather roll over and go back to sleep. And I get it. There's those days where you're just tired. But if you're waking up every day and not wanting to go to work, you should change that manifestation outlook. You should either say, I want to find a new career where I wake up every morning and spring out of bed because I love what I do. It doesn't feel like work. Or I want to start my own business where I only work 10 hours a week, you know, or I want to hustle and work 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week to put the impact in my business that I want to have. You know, what do you want to create from that? How does it make you feel? So for my 6 months, I wrote Gaining New Audience and Growing Business Because of Phenomenal Impact podcast, converting subscribers to customers through email, social platforms, growth, and deals. Waking up in the morning, I feel excited and I feel like there is a positive energy of growth in my business. I feel excited to serve my audience and provide value to their lives. What does your day-to-day work life look like? You know, if you really want to get that detailed, it can be incredible for manifestation. Let's move down to lifestyle. Where will you be living in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? What does your home look like? Do you want to be in one place or living a life of adventure? How do you spend your time? How does life make you feel? So lifestyle, for my 6 month, I'm going to give you what I said. Living in Toronto, but feeling established, happy, created home office with filming area, traveling 2 weeks per month, learning how to shut off work and stress and anxiety at night. And that's a simple one-line answer. And of course, preferably, I'm going to dive into all these questions because the more specific you get on these things, the more you can visualize and the more you can really understand what that vision is like. And the important thing to remember as you're going through this list is to really get those specific things, especially in the later ones, you know, because 1 year away, 5 years away, anything can change in 5 years. You could write down the most ridiculous things that you think are out of reach now, but they could easily become in reach if you really commit to that long-term vision, the 5-year, the 10-year vision. Like my 10-year for my career is 10 to 20 people, media agency, valuation of 50 plus million, work with large accounts to create media, market, production, vacation rental empire, selling $10+ million individually in my first sale products. Like that's my 10-year plan. And that might sound like absurd to some of you, but I know in my heart that I can easily achieve that. And the way that I'm going to achieve that is by maintaining this long-term vision. Here's another one, health. How does your body feel in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? How do you feel about your health? What changes have you overcome? How do you support your health and well-being for longevity? You know, and this is more than just like, I want to work out, I want to eat healthy. This is like, I want to practice mindfulness. I want to be more aware of my thoughts. I want to meditate more. I want to, you know, cancel things like coffee and alcohol that make me anxious, cut back my sugar use, live my best life through making small changes in my health. You can really program this down. And I feel like reducing anxiety and stress is a huge goal of mine and is something that I think I will battle with my whole life. But if I put down on my 10-year plan that I'm going to cut back on things that I know make me anxious, really tune into mindfulness and take control over my own life and my thoughts and work with whoever I need to work with or whatever I need to do to maintain that well-being and balance, I know I need to prioritize that because it's so important. And the last one I have on the sheet is relationships. And of course, this can be very personal, but this doesn't just mean like love relationships necessarily. This could be relationships with your friends, your parents, your colleagues, your general human interactions. I specified mine a little bit more romantically on this one, but I want to go back and add even more details in here. You know, talking about like feeling secure and happy and excited and grateful, never losing sight of how grateful you are for your relationship and like things like this. And then of course you can move on of like truly living our best life, high disposable income, being able to travel on 4 large vacations a year. You can really kind of step it up, you know, kids, marriage, whatever you want to really specify in this. It's your long-term vision. So, you know, take advantage of it, make it happen. It's your life. You need to plan out the way you want to live it. And that is my worksheet. So it's simple. It's not difficult to do, but it's a great exercise in planning that long-term strategy that can really help you nail down where you want your life to go, what vision you want to create. And for all of you, including myself, who keep saying like, you know, 2017, this is my year. 2018, this is my year. No, 2019, this is the year I'm really going to make a change in my life. If you don't get this like vision planning down, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to actually make it happen. So one of the most important things is that you start the year, start your practice with this vision planning and then keep it updated. You know, in 6 months, I might go back in and redo the whole worksheet, except the first one, the 6 month, will be for what would be a year from now, but 6 months from when I update it. And that could just reflect changes that I've made. Maybe I've already made my 1 year income goal in 6 months. Maybe I need to go back and change my future 6 months and my future 1 year. And staying on top of this and like going back every 3, 4, 5, 6 months and updating this worksheet will refresh you on the vision and keep you tuned into the long-term goal and where you want to go. I feel so fired up about this. I feel like I recorded this podcast for a reason. I was like spoke to by my intuition to make this podcast because I needed this myself as well. So I'm so excited and so happy that I'm able to share that with you guys and help you guys on your long-term vision planning journey. And with that, that is all the time we have for today for our first episode of Phenomenal Impact. So I hope you guys got value from this. I'm really excited to share with you guys the next week's episode. We actually have a guest for an interview that I conducted on a lot of the state of the travel influencer industry, my experience in it, and a lot of the things I'm looking forward to in 2019 for the influencer space. So again, if you are new and you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and leave a review, as well as make sure to go download your free worksheet from CameronPhillips.net/podcast. I can't wait to see you guys next week in the new episode of Phenomenal Impact. Thanks for listening.